So, if you would like to sit down comfortably, it's quite okay to sit in a chair, in a cushion, on a stool, wherever you can find some comfort for your body. So you don't get any extra deepness in your meditation by sitting on the floor if your body is not comfortable there. So you try and find the best position for your own body in its various states of age, sickness, and decrepitude. And once the body is reasonably comfortable, we can check again. To do a quick body sweeping of your body, starting with your legs. How comfortable are your legs right now? Do they need to be adjusted? Do they need to be moved? So don't just sit there and suffer. Now is the time to be aware, but also to be kind. Kindfulness. And once you've looked after your legs, making sure they're in a good posture, nothing which is too tight, not parts of your body pushing against another part of the body, it may feel comfortable now, but later on you may be in difficulty. So once your legs are comfortable, then move to your bottom, your buttocks. How are your buttocks now? I mention this because often you may be sitting on a chair and because of the pressure on your buttocks, sometimes your legs may even go to sleep. So make sure it's okay to fidget. People fidget often because they don't get their buttocks, the butt, in a good position to start with. So just, I was interested in watching dogs or cats, especially dogs, they go round and round on the little, where they sleep, on their blanket, on their basket, wherever, round and round and round until they find the most comfortable position. Human beings, they just sit down and suffer. So be aware and be kind to your body. Find the most comfortable position. If you want to fidget, now's a good time. And then you move up to your waist to make sure that feels any belt's not too tight. It feels comfortable. And just like I would say last year, that you like stretching my back at this point. And I stretch it. You know what happens when animals stretch? You see kangaroos in Bodhinyana Monastery, they do their stretching. When they stretch, you can feel just beautiful endorphins going through the body. Nature's chemicals to keep the immune system strong, to do healing. Good stretch. And then I let go. Because when you're mindful of your body, of its feelings, then you soon become aware of what makes those feelings more tense, more painful, what makes them more comfortable. It's called feedback. And you use that feedback to get to understand what your body needs right now, especially the posture of your back. You don't follow books or experts, you follow your own mindfulness. What's it telling you? And you can stretch, relax, slump, move to the side, whatever, until you find the optimum position. That will mean you can maintain the posture for long periods of time. Then I go up to my shoulders, making sure they're relaxed. One way which I was taught many, many years ago is to tense up the shoulders, to actually go in the opposite direction till they're so tight and tense, and then you relax them. You let them go. And they usually go to a deeper state of relaxation when you start it. I can feel my shoulders just relaxed at ease. Now I'm not holding anything tight. I'm not pulling, squashing, pushing. Taking away the source of tension, which may be okay now, but later on will cause a pain. And I go down to my hands, making sure that they are reasonably comfortable. Moving up to my neck, making sure the head is well balanced on top of the neck so there's not too many pains. The whole neck is relaxed. And if you do have hay fever, irritations in the throat, it is helpful just to observe the irritation, the itch, and see how to calm it down. How to soften it, how to settle it. Sometimes just with metta, loving kindness, wishing it well, and relaxes and eases any inflammation which you feel as irritation. And it is all right to cough during the meditation. Then move up to your face, because there's many emotions cause the face to scrunch up, to become tight. So relaxing the muscles around the eyes and the mouth also help relax the mental world. So focusing on the muscles around my eyes, you know, easing them off, relaxing them. Just like anything which is tight means two ends are being pulled. I imagine those two ends like a string or a guitar. And I just loosen the tension. And I can feel the muscles become much looser. Mindfulness does give feedback. I can feel that. And of course, with practice, you can loosen almost any muscle at will. And relax your face, relax your mouth. As you're easing your whole body into a state of comfort and ease. At the same time that you've been developing or focusing on the qualities essential for deep meditation called mindfulness and letting go. Just being with your body. You're getting this feedback. Your body becomes so relaxed and at ease. So I'm focusing on my whole body now as a unit, relaxed at ease. And it feels delightful. See if you can notice the pleasure of a relaxed body. Sometimes you feel that when you wake up in the morning. Don't have to go to work. Don't have to go to the toilet. You lay in there cozy, relaxed, under the covers. You don't want to get up because it's a delightful feeling of bodily relaxation. No tightness, tension anywhere. See if you can notice the delight of a relaxed body. Now the body is relaxed. See if you can now focus on your mind. What do I mean by the mind? See if you can become aware of what I've called the peace-o-meter. How peaceful are you? Or how agitated? Number from 1 to 10. 1 is really peaceful. 10 is agitated. 0 is dead, so don't go down there. How peaceful are you? Once you're mindful of that feeling of peace or agitation, see if you can notice, trial and error again, with the feedback from mindfulness being your guide. What makes you more peaceful? What makes you agitated, disturbed? Be willing to experiment. But be aware of the results of your own awareness. What is the cause of agitation? What is the cause for peace in your own mind? What you're watching now is one of the most important parts of your mind. Peace, agitation, and what causes it? What way of looking, what attitude disturbs? What attitude, way of looking settles? See how peaceful you can guide your mind into becoming. But always recognize the delight of a peaceful mind. A mind which doesn't have to do stuff, which is not going to be judged. We can just relax. Once the mind is peaceful, it happens naturally, but you can also choose to invite the awareness of the breath into your mind. Am I breathing in or am I breathing out? If you go to the breath too early, the mind's not ready for it. It's hard to be aware of. If you create a degree of peace with a peaceometer, you relax your body, the breath is much easier to observe. Don't try and control your breath. Just watch it from a distance, as it were. As if it was somebody else's breath. Breathing in, breathing out. If it helps, breathing in peace. Imagine peace coming into your mind, health in your body, with every in-breath. Breathing out, let go. Breathing in peace. Breathe out, let go. check on your peaceometer. How peaceful are you? Does watching the breath disturb your peace? Or does it take it deeper? So how do you feel now? How relaxed is the body? How peaceful is the mind? Just enjoy the delight. A relaxed mind, which is free, with no burdens, nothing to attain, not going anywhere, just being. The gongs 3 times to end the meditation. Please listen to every sound of the gong. Don't rush out of meditation. Let the ringing of the gong lead you out from the meditation back into the world. As you open your eyes on the 3rd ringing of the gong. So, now's the time to adjust your body, those who need to go to the toilet, outside, the first gets in the cubicle, that's why there's usually a race. And in a minute or two I'll begin this evening's Dhamma talk.